Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome to another edition of Kicking It, everybody. We're switching football for this one. We're going from our football to another football. Todd Gurley in the building with us. Good to have you with us. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you all for having me.
Can we run through some of your... I'm not an NFL person, right? So you're going to have to bear with me, but I wanted to run through some of your accolades because, bro, these are impressive, right? 10th overall pick in the 2015 NFL draft, two-time first-team All-Pro, 2017 Offensive Player of the Year, and you played in the Super Bowl 53. And you're not even 30.
Yeah.
You didn't even do him justice. Like,
I didn't? Okay,
no,
you
we're talking
bigger.
The player.
No, that was perfect, guys.
No.
We're
talking about
that was
the
why you want to run a
guy.
Good thing, man?
We're talking about the guy. MVP, like, I'm when I tell you he inspired, like, a whole generation of kids, like, this was the guy. You couldn't tackle him, fast as hell, scoring touchdowns for fun, hurling dudes.
Like he's hyping me up. He's hyping me up.
No,
but I appreciate it.
No, for real. For real.
Yeah.
How do you feel being out of the game at this point? The field, is it too early?
I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I mean, football is pretty much kind of a quick turnaround, I feel like, because most of our contracts are about 3-4 years. So most of the time, obviously, you know, you get re-signed, but it's kind of get someone for cheaper and younger most of the time, but I enjoy it. Still have friends that still playing, so kind of still like a fan of the game for them. Mm-hmm. And then I like seeing the younger players come up, you know. Being a running back, I like to keep my eyes on the young guys like Gibbs and with the Lions, HN, and then also like, you know, the Christian McCaffreys and Derrick Henrys, all those guys, Joe Mixon. So I enjoy being done, though. I really do enjoy being done, though.
We were talking in the car, and I was like, man, you still watch the game? He's like, yeah, I love the game. I still watch it. And I'm like, man, I needed like 2 years not watching any of it at all because I was burned out.
Like, you didn't feel like that at all?
Nah, I do know that, like, that's a big thing. Like we said, we talked in the car about that, like, you come in, you got guys that come in the lead, you know, NFL tatted on them, then by the time they leave, they like, F the NFL, this and that, and like, it wasn't F them, you know, and they was, you know, drafting you and giving you the millions of dollars. So I think it's just really just having a good perspective and like just being blessed, not really like listening to the noise or whatever. It's like, bro, it's a blessing at the end of the day. Like, you got to play professional sports, but not only that, you got to get paid. And I guess for me, it was like another blessing because I went to the Rams and I played for them and then I ended up signed an extension, then they cut me. It was like, they damn near basically paid me to cut me, and I'm like...
Oh, you got paid out almost.
Like, I remember my agent going through everything. He was like, yeah, you get this, you get that, and then, you know, if they do cut you, you be 26 with this amount, and I'm like... And then I remember the contract guy was like, nah, but we'll never do that, and I'm like, you never know.
Right.
And that's exactly how it ended up playing out, but I just feel like you have these examples, though, right? Like, you see it every year, either a player get cut or you see a guy...
traded.
You can't bang
trade,
on you the
trade
longevity
it,
of the
or
contract.
They want to stay in the lead or they want to get back. So I just always kind of was like, paying attention to that and listening to, you know, older veterans and stuff like that. I also didn't want to play for, like, fucking 10 teams. Like, damn, this dude played for this person, this person, this person. Like, that. I definitely didn't want to, like, do that and just be moving from city to city.
Mm-hmm. I know your first year, you killed it for Georgia. And then, you know, the third year, you leave to go pro. Rookie of the year, the first season in the NFL. Third year, you're the offensive MVP. And then it feels like you're gone.
Yeah, I like it that way, actually.
Is it hard to maintain, like, a certain level?
No, I think it's more, I don't know, it's a lot, depending on where you kind of get drafted, coaches, coaching changes, GM changes. And I feel like mostly kind of like more personal, kind of personal goals of what do you want. I mean, I know guys that, you know, they want to get in and want to get out, and I know guys that they want to play 15, 20 years.
Till the wheels fall off.
With that as well.
So yeah, but that was never you?
Yeah, it wasn't like an issue where like your body was breaking down?
I feel like...
Because it's a lot of toll on your body being a running back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, obviously, like me tearing my ACL in college and then being able to like try to come straight from that to the lead, but definitely, man, body definitely get beat up and broken down.
How's your body feeling now?
It's been good. It's been good. Yeah. We was talking about it earlier. I'm a, you know, treadmill guy. They're going
to
start.
He's talking about he trying to run marathons. Like, he's going 5K, 10K.
Knees are good with that?
Yeah, they're good.
Was anybody around you playing soccer? Well, there was no soccer around you. You just weren't exposed to it.
We had soccer. Obviously, I feel like for us, it was like our best soccer player was like our kicker, you know? But
what did you think of the kids that played soccer? You think they were soft?
Nah. All that running that they do is impressive to me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's impressive to me.
What about now? Like, you've come across the game a little bit more.
Yeah.
As an adult, right? Because I know you've been at some games. You've been at some big games.
So living in L.A. for me is like kind of like a dream come true, but like a blessing also, too, right? Like we got two baseball teams, two soccer teams, two
basketball.
I go where the love at, so
where's
I'm,
the love
I'm Galaxy.
Okay.
I'm Galaxy. Yeah.
Galaxy,
I'm a Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah,
old school.
I'm a Galaxy guy. Show love. So. My guy is Zlatan.
Zlatan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You like the swag?
Yeah, I love. He just talk big boy shit like.
He's
like, it's the reason I'm here. You guys are over there. Yeah, I think more for me is more like, what is this kid from North Carolina doing, living in L.A. at fucking soccer games, hockey games?
You feel
It's just more the excitement or just more of like small town dreams to like a bigger city. But it's more just like a blessing. And then just being in like environments where I'm like, oh, I never been to a soccer game. Damn, this is actually fun.
Okay.
So kind of to y'all point where it's like, damn, I wonder how I would have been if I played this growing up or something like that. I feel like a sport like that for me would have been like lacrosse, like never really having that opportunity. And I'm like, damn, I wonder how it would have been had I played lacrosse.
You talk about growing up in North Carolina. Like, what was that like for you? What town were you from? And like, you know what I'm saying? Take us to what it was kind of like growing up there.
Man, originally I was from Baltimore, so we moved from Baltimore to Rocky Mount. That's kind of a small town, kind of right off 95. And then after that, we moved to Tarboro, but growing up playing little league football, always was a play to defense. Like, I literally always played defense my whole life. I didn't play running back until, like, my 10th grade year.
Did that help you become a better running back? Because you played D, so
you're understanding.
Kind of just understanding how defenses approach you and anticipate
all
runs.
The different looks you'd see.
Man, nah. I don't know. Like, I told you, like,
you play football like you play Madden. You just
run where they at. It's not really like rocket science to me, right? It's like, especially for running back, right? It's like, either the hole's gonna be there or it's not. I guess, not that I didn't take football serious. I really started to like lock in was after my freshman year in Georgia. Like, I had a pretty good season.
Pretty good? How about second all time?
Yeah.
After Herschel Walker.
Damn, bro, you've been doing your research
for this show.
Hey,
I know.
You tried to add me up, man. yeah, me up. Hey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But was there a welcome to the NFL moment for you? Because you did say, hey, gets a little bit more serious.
We play Alabama, damn, and I did pretty. We ended up losing.
I'm starting calling you Googles.
we ended up losing, but I had a pretty good game against Alabama, and you know, this not saying that Alabama's not Alabama, but nobody do good against Alabama, and I'm like, oh shit, like
NFL, yeah, here I
come. You might got something. And then we had this guy on my team. I'm not gonna say his name or whatever, but he was. Man, he probably knew he would never see the field, but this dude worked so hard, like, he worked so hard. And I'm like...
Kind of like Rudy?
Yeah.
Rudy almost. Your squad.
But it was okay. Like, I'm like, I can't let... I'm supposed to be the best player on this team, and this guy is outworking me. So I kind of, like, credit him for being kind of, like, more of an inspiration to, like, pick my game up and work on my game and start kind of, like, taking it serious. But... I don't know, man. Just going to college at Georgia, like, that was super fun. I just talk shit all day and go to practice. Sometimes I practiced, sometimes I didn't. But I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm not saying football was easy, but...
It just came natural to you.
It did.
That question, though, that what was your welcome to the NFL moment? For you, what was it in soccer? Welcome to the pros.
I'd say just the grind and training. You know, I went from Boston College to first a trial at Ajax, and you know, I was living with the host family over those 2 weeks. Things were going pretty well. My second trial game, I scored a hat trick, so I'm like, man, I'm about to sign with Ajax. And then the third game, I pulled my hamstring in front of all the executives watching. They're like, we can't sign you. You'd have to stay until you recover and then trial again. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. So I went to Stockholm, Sweden to play. And
you wouldn't sit out an injury to see if you could have the opportunity to sign for Ajax?
No, because it was an uncertainty. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to stay over Christmas. And I was really focused on...
Oh, it's Ajax.
I know, but...
He didn't want it bad enough.
I had a guarantee. So I took the guarantee to go to Sweden. And I'd say...
And they signed you injured?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd say the daily grind of having to be 100% every day. So in college, you know, you could train hard, you could take a day off or chill. You had to have 100% training every single day. And if it wasn't, you weren't starting. And so I trained well one day of the week. I'm like, I'm good. I showed my skill. Now I can coast. Come Saturday, I was on the bench. And I was like, what? And so finally it got to the point where the coach called me and he said, you can want to go back to the States, or you're going to put in the work every single day. And that was the moment for me. It wasn't necessarily one play. It was more just the consistency.
But it was the humbling of being benched.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Sports is very humbling.
Uh-huh.
I feel like sports is very humbling. But that's kind of like what you were saying, like, welcome to the NFL. It's like my first game, I had like 6 carries for 9 yards. So it was like from that point on, it was more like, you're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think you are, right? Like, it's, you just got to stay the course, keep grinding, because you just never know.
When I was at Fulham, you talk about, like, getting to different levels, and you talk about college to go into the NFL, and no disrespect to MLS, it was a good level, and I learned a lot from it. But when I went to the Premier League, it was just a different level. It was like you needed to be more fit, you needed to be quicker with your thinking, your first touch needed to be better, there was more competition in the team. But Brian McBride, you know, just being like, oh, I keep going, man, because when I went from being an all-star in MLS to going over there, and I was sitting on the bench, I was like, what the fuck, dude? I thought I had what it took.
I thought I was somebody.
Yeah, exactly. So, but then, like, Brian was like, hey, man, just keep working, keep grinding, don't get too upset. You know, keep proving yourself, and when you get your chance, you know, take it. And so it just, having someone over there that was an American, that knew what I was going through, and, you know, still kind of believing in me and giving me advice. And then when I finally got that goal against Liverpool over there, I was like, It kept him up from relegation. I was like, hell yeah, like, I deserve to be in this league. Because if you go through a relegation battle and you come out on the other end, for me, it's like saying, you deserve to be there. And so that kind of got me jump-started, but I would say Brian McBride.
What was your surreal moment then?
That was it.
No, but like being like, oh, damn.
Oh,
like,
shit. I mean, sitting on the bench. Because it's like, damn, bro, like I thought I was good. Like I thought I should be playing. Like when I first went over there, Chris Coleman was like, hey, you know, you'll be here for a few years and then, you know, a year or two, and we'll sell you to I can see you playing at a big team or something like that. I'm like, what the hell? I just got here. Why are we talking about, like, leaving?
Did you accept it was the right choice, though? Or did you think, nah, this is undeserving? I should be on the field.
You know what I'm saying? The way I operated and the way I thought, I always thought I should be on the field, even if I shouldn't be. You know, I'm okay. Just be real with you. I mean, but they thought I took too many touches because,
You used to a slower pace?
Yeah, maybe. But, like, my style was, like, be on the ball and take people on.
Uh-huh.
And figure out solutions with my, you know, by taking a touch and moving the ball to find other players or, you know, to create chances for yourself to get shots in the game. But the thing is over there, when you're on a team that's not in the top, you lose the ball, you're defending for longer periods of time. And so what they were trying to do is say, hey, move the rock around a little bit more and pick and choose your moments when to, like, be creative a little bit better, because especially away from home, you know, you're not going to have a lot of the possession if you're a team that's kind of in the bottom half, fighting relegation battles and stuff like that.
What was your surreal moment?
Have I made it?
You know you made it.
No, I don't know.
You have to have a surreal moment.
Dang.
Yeah, when you get them, you know, being able to get them Versace, that Louis, that that new bag.
No, Ballon d'Or, probably, I think, hosting that. That's like the World Football Player of the Year, World Soccer Player of the Year. It's a huge award show. Everybody flies into Zurich for it. Anybody who is anybody in soccer is invited to that. And I hosted that for a couple of years. But I remember the first year, that was kind of the moment where I felt like, oh, I'm the person that they picked. Okay.
Was you nervous at all?
I was a little nervous. So soccer is so international that you're doing things in multiple languages.
Yeah, she speaks like 10
and
languages.
And so I was on stage and I was talking, I think it was Manuel Neuer in German, and then Messi was in Spanish. Neymar was up there speaking in English. Like, you're just kind of switching like that. So yeah, it's probably a little nervous. It's a big stage.
You showed off them skills.
I was flexing. Yeah, it's all right.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
You've been around, because you're Roc Nation, right? That's who you're repped by.
Yeah.
And I know that Roc Nation
right
have a bunch of high-profile soccer players, right? Kevin De Bruyne, KDB, Have you met any of these of the soccer players because of that connection with Roc Nation or just some other how?
Definitely for sure. I feel like that was very cool. I think Marcus Rashford. Yeah,
yes.
Like being able to meet him. That's one thing I did notice about the soccer players. When they do get a little time off, y'all don't get much time off. So when they do, they love to come over here.
Miami off-season, yes.
L.A. or Las Vegas.
Y'all should have seen Charlie last night.
obviously, they had Lukaku for a little minute. But being able to just kind of, like, see that, man, it's a whole different kind of world. So I remember doing something with Nike. And they bought Neymar over, and like, it was crazy. Like, I was like, damn, that's like international star right here. Like, it was super crazy. Mm-hmm. One of the best things I loved about it, I was like, he don't even speak English. That's the best thing about it. So I was like, he just get to come over here, chill. He don't have to have no
Were
real...
you chilling with him? Did y'all talk?
Yeah.
How you communicate, man? How's that work?
I feel like they always have somebody on their team that's able to. So I think it was more like one of his good friends or brothers. So being able to like have that relationship. But then, you know, you keep up with everybody now on social media and being able to go. I think I went to Paris out there for Fashion Week. And he was doing an event with, I think, Replay or something in PSG. So it was able to
So that was probably when he was still over there?
Yeah. I think that was for like... COVID year, the 2020, like right before. Mm-hmm. So that was super dope.
Like, I think Roc Nation put Megan Thee Stallion and Lukaku together. Do you know that?
You're like starting a rumor?
It
wasn't a genuine relationship now? What?
No, supposedly Roc Nation put them together.
They went to weddings together? They were like a real thing?
Wait, they went to a wedding together?
Yeah,
that's where they were first seen together. Was it another player's wedding, no?
Yeah, I don't know. Y'all tell me.
I don't know.
Charlie seems to know.
All the school, too.
Dude, Encyclopedia Britannica over here.
Yeah, this is a fact. So he's on the inside.
Roc Nation's sitting right over there.
Roc Nation, they know. They're shaking their head. Yeah, it's true.
Well, I mean, they're all grown. They all can do whatever they want to do. So I don't think nobody forced the issue. Maybe at the same event, and then, you know, stuff happens. So, you know what I mean?
Messi was just in L.A., wasn't he? Did you head to that game?
I'm so mad.
You missed it?
Missed it.
That was like the hottest ticket in town.
Because people act like they don't fuck with the Galaxy for some reason, right?
So it's all
LAFC,
I
see people like, at the Galaxy game, I had to do something for one of the, I don't know, you know, Eric Dickerson, Hall of Fame running back, but he had his charity event, and, you know, they do like the auction the night before, and then they do the golf tournament, but.
Oh, you play golf? Was
a little something.
Okay. But Clint's about to talk a whole lot of trash.
Yeah, I seen it, man. I was super mad, but I do have my MLS Apple TV package, so I'm gonna check out some of the games this year. But.
Uh-huh. Hey, do you have your Paramount Plus package?
Nah, that's like $3.99 though.
I don't know. It's the CBS one.
I don't got
$5.99.
I can do that one.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Since he came on the show, give him the code.
We can't gift him
now. Come on, Jelani.
Jelani's back there.
Nah, don't gift it to me, because then I'm going to be mad y'all don't renew my drink after the year. So I'm like, yeah, damn, I had it. Because it's going
to
mess me up.
You want to get used to paying it?
I'm like, I had it for free, so I'm like, I don't want it no more. But yeah, I might have to check that out.
Did you see that thing that Stefan Diggs posted that he was at the San Siro?
Yeah,
he was at an AC Milan game, hooking up with Christian Pulisic and them. Is that some? Have you been to Italy? Have you been to an Italian game?
No, I feel like every time I go over there, it's like their off season. I feel like I always go
you
over there.
You head over there in the summer.
Summer or.
Right around Christmas, New Year, maybe, or something.
Or I just picked the wrong locations or something like that.
Is there a team you'd want to go see? Is there one that kind of, like, appeals to you?
I feel like...
I mean, you said Paris Fashion Week. I feel like you should pick Milan, no?
Yeah, I like Milan. Don't get me wrong. I feel like I've been to Milan so many times, though.
Oh, sorry.
Definitely
Roma.
What is Roma?
Lukaku's at Roma.
Napoli. I'm going to say Napoli.
But he's only there for, like, a year, right?
It's alone.
You can't
lease players.
I was reading about that. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely want to go to Rome for sure. But I wouldn't mind I've definitely asked a lot of people, and they always say Inter Milan, AC Milan, like, that's the game. And
oh, then, the derby, for sure. Yeah. If you can go to that, that's an incredible game.
I do love Italy. That's one of my favorite things to do is just travel, though. Like, I definitely love Italy.
So we need to get you the Paramount Plus package. We need to get you the tickets to the game.
Roma Lazio. Yeah.
You'd like to hook up? Say that again. We could do that. Serie A, can we do that for them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
We're partners.
We can set that up. So that was one of the good things with being with Roc Nation, having that relationship with them and trying to get players out there, which I like that because it's super dope. You see it all the time here where...
At the basketball games.
It's kind of like it all goes hand in hand, right? Like basketball helps football. And I feel like now with Messi being over here, that's been drawing a lot of attention and like people really, they want to be at the games now. So I feel like that's super dope. And but I heard it's nothing like those games overseas though. I heard it's crazy.
The atmosphere is different. People always draw the parallel to me because I never enjoy the atmosphere at sports games in America as much as I do back home in Europe. And people always draw the parallel of college football. They'll say, if you want to know what it's like a soccer game, if you want to have that kind of like experience, it would be like a college football game down south. Is that right?
Yeah, they get wild.
Yeah,
especially
you would know more than us. I mean, compared to the NFL in terms of that atmosphere, was the college atmosphere more crunk?
Night and day.
Yeah, night and day.
Well, the stadiums are a lot bigger. They both have rich history and tradition, but it's like, you know, those college fans, man, those baby be. You know, one day old, he's already in a Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia onesie. So, they naming their kids after players and all that. So, it's or dogs and stuff like that. But, yeah, playing in Georgia, man, I feel like that's just one thing I, like, never took for granted was just being able to just play in front of...
Live those moments?
Yeah.
Would you rather that or a Super Bowl? Because you've lived both, right?
What, like win or play?
No, in terms of playing in front of that kind of a crowd. Did Super Bowl just feel like the pinnacle?
Playing in Super Bowl was... For me, it was, like, super, super dope. Like, it was super dope. But I also got a chance to play in a Super Bowl in Atlanta, and I went to school in Georgia, so it was, like, kind of more like a... kind of a homecoming, but then it was like, damn, I didn't think I'd be fucking playing against Tom Brady fucking 20 years later. And
Can you believe that?
He's still beating people. So some quarterbacks, right, you just know they're going to fuck it up. You know, you just know they're going to, throw a pick. Yeah. They're going to do some goofy shit, get a stack
instead of throwing it away.
But like him is just like, you can be on an opposing team, you can be on defense, you can be up. But you know, Tom getting the ball and you like, oh shit. So it's almost like you got the feeling like you done lost, but y'all winning. So it's just crazy, man, like whatever he's done. I think the biggest thing is being able to do it for such a long period of time. So that's what made a lot of people so great. I mean, what LeBron's doing right now, like to be able to just have that much success and be that guy, because that's where it gets tough at, right? When everybody knows you're that guy and you're still going to be that guy.
Does Ronaldo still feel like that guy to you? Or now that he's, to me, he almost doesn't because now he's in Saudi and it's almost like out of sight, out of mind. But he was always that, in football, he was that guy to me, even more so than Messi, it was Ronaldo.
Yeah, I mean, I would say him, I say Ronaldo, I say Messi, I say Zlatan. The way that they were playing in their later 30s, you know, getting into like being 40 is crazy. I mean, Zlatan, talking about him being in Man United at 36 and was balling like how he was balling. And for those guys like Messi, was he 36, 37? In the World Cup, winning a World Cup at that age and being such a dominant player there. I mean, those guys, like you talk about, that everybody knows what they're going to do and they're still going to go do it no matter what that level is that's crazy.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your Insta now says entrepreneur. That's what your profile says, right? What are you getting into?
I'm a man of many things. But as of right now, obviously I was in Australia in all of November. Australia, New Zealand, working with the NFL. They have the NFL Australia, New Zealand, kind of bringing the flag football international side.
Trying to grow the international games and stuff like that.
I think that's more down the road, but as far as like academy, so they have academy out in London. They're doing an academy in Australia, but I didn't know that teams like bid on territory. So I think like Australia territory is the Rams, obviously been playing with the Rams and the Eagles. And then I think like Brazil, they're doing a game in Brazil. Mm-hmm. I think that's like the Dolphins territory. So I didn't know that.
What about Mexico? Was it the Cowboys? What's the territory? Is that the territory for Mexico?
Yeah, I don't know who the hell bid it on though. I don't know. I do know they have an office out there. They have an office.
Because we always played at like Azteca and you see like murals and stuff like that. Yeah. There was always cowboy stuff down there.
Yeah.
And that was the craziest atmosphere for me to ever play in by far.
What?
Azteca, Mexico. 110,000 people. I was very fortunate. I got to score in this game and I always dreamed of playing in this game and they're throwing piss at me. Bags of piss.
What the fuck?
And batteries and coins and bottles.
But yeah, this guy away from home goes to the crowd and doing the stanky leg and the corn flag and he gonna think that nothing's gonna happen. I was like, yeah, I was going over to celebrate. I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, they left me in the corner.
I was like, you got it, bro.
I saw you in a soccer jersey one time. This weirded me out though, because it was a US soccer jersey, right?
Yeah.
And you were wearing, I can't remember the number, is it number 14? It was Michael Bradley. And I'm like, why would you choose Michael Bradley?
Don't be disrespectful.
I'm not being disrespectful,
but what's wrong with Michael Bradley? I could have picked better players. Basically, that's what you're saying.
Why
could have picked someone who scored some goals?
I used to have a jersey plug, though. I think they were, like, all fake, though. You know, you had, like, I got in trouble in college for signing autographs and shit like that. So I would be like, hey, man, you got any, Tim Hardaway jerseys or Jordan jerseys and stuff like that? So I used to, and then I'm that guy, too, like, when the World Cup come around and, like, I got, like, all the jerseys. So whoever win, I'm like,
you got it.
put the jersey on. I had, like, Brazil, like, Germany, Argentina, like, all that stuff, so it was definitely cool.
Well, what about now, like, in terms of the finances that you've amassed? Obviously, people are then always looking to see, how do I make this money work for me, right? One thing that a lot of wealthy Americans and former athletes are now choosing to do is to invest in soccer and seeing that as a vehicle of investment. Is that something that would ever interest you?
Yeah, definitely. I have a good relationship with a couple of people up there at the MLS, and I definitely, that's like one thing I try to do is try to have.
Is there a region that you would like focus on?
For me, it's kind of saying like beggars can't be choosers, but I would probably, for me, it would be like more being from North Carolina, so maybe a Charlotte FC, but I think Panthers owner, same owner as far as with the Falcons, so. I know that's maybe a little tricky. He might not even want investors.
Clint,
maybe,
your baby boy
maybe,
is there?
Maybe St. Louis, they just got a team. That's one of the latest expansion teams. So maybe either that or...
So is this something you think about seriously?
Oh, yeah. Nah, definitely. Definitely something. But it just has to make sense. And then obviously, depending on what their investment is, too, I'm kind of like... they always hit you with the, it got to be this amount. And I'm like, so it just all depends. But That's one thing
that's
I never
really...
That's
the tricky thing with investments, because 90% of the time, it ain't gonna work.
So
you gotta be protected in terms of that, because everybody got ideas.
Yeah, 90% of the time?
Hell yeah. People come to you with 10 things, only one thing gonna be probably good. Yeah.
But that's all you do need, too, is
you know what I mean?
One.
If you're jumping at everything that everybody's saying, oh, this is gonna be good, you're gonna be broke.
Nah, for sure. For sure.
That's the truth.
I think that's a big thing, too. Like you said, finances, like, that was one thing I started kind of doing, like I said, I didn't know with my last year, but like literally like my last 2 years was like, all right, start budgeting and stuff like that. That way was like, I'm not spending like crazy, which I never
did. You always have the right people around you for that? Or did you have to make mistakes to then figure out?
I feel like I make mistakes, but I feel like, I always feel like it's better to do nothing than to go and do something that you're like uncertain about.
Okay.
So. I think that's a big thing in the sports industry, man. We love to like, what's next? Like, what are you doing? And, you know, maybe some people may look down on others, but not only that, as humans, like, we always want to figure out, like, what's next?
Yeah.
What should I be doing? Like, we feel like we got to be doing something, but...
Like, what is that for you? Because I know you're talking about, like, running, and you're talking about how you like cameras and... Like, what is, like, the stuff you do now? And it's, like, you talk about being off the grid, kind of away from everything. But, like, what is, like, that thing that kind of keeps you, like, going? Like, for me, like, the hobbies, I like fishing, golfing, and hunting. But, like, for you, like, what is that?
For me, man, is traveling, really traveling, seeing the world. That's definitely one thing I've always just wanted to do. I want to go to damn near every country, you know, before it's all said and done. That, hanging out with the fam now. I can go back home for 2 or 3 weeks and hang out instead of just going back for, you know, 2 to 3 days, trying to stay away from Cookout and Bojangles and, you know, that Carolina barbecue. But that's like a big thing, being able to go back home for, you know, Mother's Day and Father's Day, my siblings' birthdays. And it's
always something.
Have
you got family of your own yet?
Hmm?
You got family of your own yet?
No, I do have a little girl on the way though, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, okay. How do you think you're gonna be as a father?
Oh, I think I'm gonna be good dad. Yeah. I don't know. I'll be good. Yeah, I'll be good. I'm excited about that.
Sports?
Though. Get her into sports?
Yeah.
She'll do whatever she want. I feel like. Yeah. I'm not gonna like. I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do, but yeah, we'll figure it out. But yeah, no. I'm definitely excited about that, but yeah, I definitely feel like I'd be a good dad though. I've been talking to a lot of other dads and just hearing everybody's perspective definitely be making me feel good about it though.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS! Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island that got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday, starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
I know Clint wants to go back to the golf talk. What'd you play off?
Golf.
You have a handicap?
Nah, I'm terrible. Like, I don't even keep score or nothing. I just go out there and literally I just have fun.
I look at it, it's always gonna be challenging. You're outdoors, and worst thing, you know, you walk in the course, you're gonna get some exercise, so it's kind of like, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
That's why I like it.
Golfing, that was a big thing when I first got done, though. Like, that first year, I was damn near, like, got the bug. I was, like, golfing all day, every day. And I was like, damn, okay, it's retired. Like, it's not. Yeah.
Because you don't, like, you can do it, then the next day, you can do it again. Like, you're not like, oh, I need regen day, you know what I mean? Like, that's another thing.
So your wife is at home with 6 kids, and you're out there playing 18 holes? How many times a week?
At least... 2 to 3. But I do it like in the morning. So like I'll go like, you know, like 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock and then I get home and I'm running kids in the evening or, you know, make sure that I'm cooking in the evening.
You do not cook.
Yeah, I cook.
You
cook? Grill. Just grill. It's simple.
Okay.
Grill.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
You gotta get that
That's
on that
easy.
Grill.
Hamburgers, steaks, you know what I mean? You smoking stuff, Traeger.
Yeah.
Whether it's just like, you know, brisket.
Nothing like some good grilling though.
You grill?
Yeah, for sure.
If you're Southern, you have to grill?
I mean, it's just, it's good. Yeah. It's fun. It's good. You know, anything that takes a while is always going to taste better. Like beer can chicken, brisket. I mean, you can do a pork tenderloin. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Just sit there, chill, drink a beer.
Yeah.
Cook.
Good vibes.
See everybody enjoy it. And you don't have to think about nothing but just cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie gets cooked for.
Hey, you know he's cooking.
Don't you?
Yeah, I'm not the best cook, so I stay out there.
Yeah, he do like, but I do like ramen noodles.
No, I like to grill.
Air fryer.
Ramen noodles.
No, air fryer.
Scrambled eggs.
Air fryer, easy. Scrambled eggs. Do you grill gator?
Down in the bayou.
Yeah, you gotta, I wouldn't know where to find that. Yeah, I wouldn't know where to find it, but I definitely had gator, though. Gator.
Florida and Louisiana.
Yeah. How you usually like your gator?
Fried.
But, you gotta have grilled blacking.
No.
Fire.
For real?
Yeah, it's actually better than fried. But, you know, you go to Papa Do's, you get them gator bites.
How to explain that. What? Because she don't know nothing about gator.
You ever had gator?
No, sir. So don't want to ever have gator.
So grilled and black, and you talk about how you do like catfish?
Yeah.
Same season?
Yeah, but just grilled is like,
would you eat
catfish? I didn't think it would be that good.
Catfish? I've eaten catfish.
For real?
Yeah.
Chitlins?
Huh?
Chitlins?
Do you know what that is?
Part of a hog.
Oh, no, I don't eat pork.
Liver gizzards?
No, sir.
I ain't all that.
Hey, you never had squirrel dumplings?
Squirrel dumplings?
Yeah.
Frog legs?
They were eating snails last night, these two.
Oh, man, that's
hard. They went to a French restaurant.
I had that. I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
And Clint couldn't eat breakfast this morning because of it.
Yeah. I don't know about all that.
Turned his stomach.
I'm from the South, so we eating all that crazy
stuff.
We
like wild game, like dove, quail.
Have you ever hunted?
Like lamb? No, I haven't. I never hunted.
Clint's big into hunting.
I never, I did fishing once, but I'm not really like an outdoorsy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love to hike and stuff like that, but
You up there in Runyon Canyon? You're living your best LA life.
He's in the valley.
Yeah. I'm out in the where it's not too busy. But I definitely do. I definitely do the hikes. Like that's like
a classic
California thing,
right, for sure.
It's just peaceful though. I feel like it's very peaceful.
Would you ever ski, snowboard? Would you?
I skied once. That was a good time. That was real fun.
Charlie's been skiing once, and now he thinks
went to Montana.
Oh, I'm a skier.
To
Montana.
He thinks he's like Lindsey Vonn now.
You call me Black Diamond Davies. That's what So I skied at Black Diamond first time.
Hey, you said you only went one day, and you're like, I'm good.
Why would they even let you do that?
So the person I went with, my man Jason, we got invited to this place, Yellowstone Club, and he's like, I skied a couple of times in my life. He's like, all right, let me assess you. I won't take you down the crazy ones. He took me down a blue trail, which is like intermediate level.
Okay.
And I was falling left and right.
Yeah, he had to put him in school. He had to get his pizza slice going.
I did one lesson. And then the next day, he was skiing
down a mountain like that.
Because I felt so confident that I'm like, I can do this.
Now that, my body be hurting from the skiing though.
For real?
What slopes do you ski? Like what level? Blue? Because it's what is it? Green, blue.
Green, blue, black diamond. Black.
Yeah, I'm a green, bluish guy.
Yeah.
The hardest part was, do you think it was like getting off that lift and not like falling in front of everybody, like when you first was doing it?
That's where I realized like
you're like stressing. You're like I'm getting close. It's about to get time.
But I fell, but I caught myself, so I was like, all right, I am a little bit more athletic than I thought I was. But it's trying to stop was like the big thing for me though.
Uh-huh.
Trying to stop, but
oh, when you're getting down to the bottom.
Mm-hmm. I want to do like the family trip in the mountains and like just hang out and
you see.
Marshmallows and all that good stuff,
A hot toddy.
Where's next on your travel list?
Hopefully it's
oh, Italy.
Yeah,
now that we got the shout out there.
Yeah, Italy. Nowhere right now. About to become a dad, so I'm gonna chill on the travel.
Is that happening
right
soon?
Yeah, when's the due date?
May. So I'm excited about that. I don't know, I just was gone for like 2 months, so I don't feel like I need to be anywhere right now and just hang out and relax. Plus, it's basketball season, so, I gotta lock in. I'm a Duke guy, that's my team. Big Duke basketball, and then Clippers. So, yeah.
Have you picked a soccer team? Do you follow a soccer team at all?
Big Galaxy.
Okay, but nothing internationally?
You said Charlotte though, a little bit?
I'm wherever Neymar is. So I'm in Saudi right now.
You in Saudi?
That's a mistake.
Hey, you going where the money is.
Yeah.
Hey, I can see you over there wearing all the gear.
Oh, yeah, don't worry.
I'm the game.
I'm definitely make my 100%. Way over there. Y'all gonna see me. You gonna see me over there.
There ain't no way you're watching the Saudi games.
I'm gonna go over there for sure. I gotta go, because next thing you know, he probably won't be over there no more, so.
Supposedly, Neymar wants to play in MLS, too, so. With Messi.
Yeah, talk to LA Galaxy, yeah. Man. Make that happen.
Now, that'd be nice. See, I'll be.
Then you'd be there, season ticket?
Season ticket holder right there.
You, what was the name of that rapper you did a song with?
You did a song?
You did a song with some Texas rapper? Who was it?
Well, Big Hawk, may he rest in peace. Okay. It was something with Nike before the 2006 World Cup. It was like a Don't Tread campaign or something. And they're like, would you want to work with any rappers, whatever? And I was like, yeah, if I work with a Texas rapper, that'd be dope. Like, not that I have bars or anything, but I was like, I just want to show love. Because I always grew up listening to Texas music, especially Houston rap, whether it was like Bun B, Pimp C, like UGK,
they call Trey
the
Truth,
you know, all that kind of stuff. But no, we did this track called Don't Tread. And then after that, like, unfortunately, he passed away, but then, you know, through that passing, ended up meeting Trey the Truth, and he's been like a big brother, man. Just everything that he does in the community in Texas how he gives back to the youth with like Trey Day and stuff like that. So that's my connection.
The reason I was asking was because someone had told me that that's something that you would kind of be into. Like you have music aspirations, or is that right?
Nah, hell no.
You
not
flow?
Nah,
nah, Do you nah. flow?
I mean, I got a couple albums out, but, you know, y'all won't ever hear.
Can you freestyle, though?
Just fucking around.
Yeah, but like, if I give you a beat, can you go?
I wouldn't do it right now.
But, like, they always try to put you in a spot.
Always.
And then you do something, and then everybody's like, that wasn't it, man.
I just told y'all, I need to not never do that again. You know, like, before the games and stuff like that, speaking of Bun B, have you had those Trill Burgers?
No, I haven't, but I heard about them, man. They like put butter on the bun.
I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They the
burgers,
one.
Yeah.
They the one. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't had a burger better than that.
Who would you say you rap like? Someone out of like Cali style? Or would you still be more like, or you'd be North Carolina like J. Cole? What are you?
Nah, I'm a little ratchet with it. You know, like I like the
Pablo?
Nah, I like to hear that drill type music for real. Yeah, like I like that type of music. Like Dirk. Nah, I like Dirk, like Chicago. Chicago, okay. Detroit,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like that pain music, you know? Like, yeah. I definitely like that. Like, that's my style of music, but if I was to rap, I don't know.
It always sounds better in your head than when you put it.
That's why you need a good engineer, right? Yeah, good engineer, producer. Yeah.
Is that right when you listen back to what you?
Yeah, like that's terrible. Like,
definitely.
But like you think you got, like write bars. Like I got more bars than Alcatraz. Watch this.
Yeah.
Like, and it comes out. You're like, oh.
Or
damn.
You just got like six bars, and then after that, it's like I ain't really got much else for them.
And you gotta have a good hype man too to make them feel like. To keep going.
That's you.
This is Lil Jon right here, man. It's Lil Jon.
Everything sound better in the studio too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh man, that was hard. And then you put it in the car, you like. Yeah.
Come on, you can give it like six bars, right?
Nah, six bars.
I'll drop that beat.
Mm-mm. Nope, not happening. Definitely not happening. About to go viral.
Yeah, he about to need some water because he could be beatboxing for an hour, and then he's gonna be like, "Yeah, all right, man."
You started and he finished.
Hell no, I ain't, man. Y'all ain't gassing me up again.
What about y'all? What music y'all like, or who's y'all favorite artist? I do a lot of the Afro beats right now too.
I mean, I like you know Texas rap. Like I said, Outkast. I like J. Cole. Tupac, I mean, back in the day, used to listen to Master P.
Okay.
I like Eminem. What y'all like?
I listen to everything. I have a playlist old school, so I like the late 90s, mid 2000s.
R&B?
R&B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could go back to Aaliyah and Timberland, Missy.
Sade.
Luda. Sade was my first dance at the wedding I had. So,
what?
And
Sade
what
was?
First,
yeah.
Which
he
what
likes,
was it?
He likes,
what song?
You tell me you liked Bow Wow, didn't you? Soulja Boy.
Hey, which Sade song was your first dance?
Sade Moth.
Huh?
Which Sade song was your first dance?
I always blank on the name.
Ordinary.
My wife's gonna kill me.
You listen to other type of music, like country or?
When I was in college.
Like rock? Yeah,
when I was in college, went to Georgia, so all those guys either live in Tennessee or big Georgia fans, so I was a big Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, yeah. Florida, Georgia, Cole Swindle, Chase Rice. Okay. Not as much like recently, but yeah. that was a cool experience, like being in Georgia, being yeah. around the country artists, and then at that time, like, you know, they were like married, so I knew they couldn't do nothing with the girls, so you know, I go meet the girls. But that was cool though. But definitely into like the Afro beats, like Afro fusion. That's cool.
Sade, By Your Side.
By Your Side.
Doesn't mean as much when you have to look it up, you know.
Yeah, man.
It's supposed to be.
That don't change the outcome of the first
thing. I thought he was good. He's asked Jeeves.
Todd, listen, we really appreciate you making time for us today. Will you give us a shout out if you go to a game in Italy?
Oh yeah,
sure,
for sure. For sure. I'm gonna be like, damn, this motherfucker having the time of his life. I'm gonna definitely live it up. But nah, I can't complain. I appreciate y'all having me.
We appreciate
y'all
for coming through.
Congratulations on, you know, a career and everything that y'all doing and
you
gonna
too,
keep
man.
Doing and
appreciate you, man.
You know, good luck and safe travels
thank
to y'all.
Thank you,
appreciate
sir.
Y'all.
I appreciate you. Thank you, boss.
Sir, appreciate you.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.